Mad Marv's Notebook for August 24th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So today was my last day, full day in Zion National Park, and I finally found the one must-see feature, or what must-see. It's not really a place because it's such a long hike, and it's called the Narrows. It's at the end of the Riverwalk. This is up by the Temple of Sinawava. Basically, if you go on there, free shuttle, it's the last stop on the very end of the shuttle route. And from there, the riverside walk extends for about a mile, and that's where the trail to the Narrows starts. And the thing about the Narrows is that it's pretty much all inside of a river, or you'll be crossing over from one side of the river to the other so many times, you may as well be walking in the river. So expect to be knee-deep in the river, and you need to have good shoes. You know, they recommend boots that cover your ankles. And so your shoes are going to get wet, and if you're going to be crossing a river all day, you better be prepared. Not that I fell down, or I didn't even see anybody else fall in the river, but it could happen. So prepare accordingly. Don't bring too many electronics, and if you bring a camera, be very careful with it. Make sure to take a walking stick. And I know there's a posted rule about not going and foraging around for a walking stick, but there are so many people that have already done that, and they leave all the walking sticks at the head of the trail. You can usually find one there. I think the visitor center may sell some, you know, real walking sticks that are manufactured, but you find them find the natural ones from around the trail at the trailhead, and it's just as good. And I think the officially posted route is 2.5 miles to 16 miles, because there's varying levels of difficulty for this, the Narrows Trail. The 16-mile version requires a permit because you're going to be camping overnight. And you have to, if you're going to go all out like that, I think there's another separate shuttle that'll drop you off at the end of the trail and you walk back downstream. Whereas if you're going like every other tourist, and today there were a lot of tourists, I think I might have been passed by at least a couple hundred tourists as I was taking photographs. And when I got back when I was walking back, I must have passed another couple hundred as well. So what was I saying? Yeah, if you were to do the hardcore hiking, 16 miles overnight camping, you need a permit. And I think that one's supposed to be really, well, it's for hardcore campers, hikers. But the casual one, you just walk up as far as you're able or as far as you're willing to go, and then walk back down the riverside, knee-deep in water, more or less. And there's a lot of rocks. They're kind of slippery, but not as slippery as I've seen other places in Hawaii and other, I guess, other natural water bodies. For some whatever reason, maybe it's because there's a constant water flow. There isn't that much moss or algae growing on the rocks, even though they are smooth. But anyway, if you have only one day to visit Zion National Park, I highly recommend going to see the Narrows, because it's got all the classic canyon things going for it. You're walking down the middle of a canyon. It's nice and cool because of the river going through it. So even in the middle of summer, the shadows persist all the way through noon. You can usually find shade and therefore cover against the sun, and the water itself cools you down as you walk through it. And then for taking pictures, yeah, getting running water and getting the shadows playing around with the canyon walls, that's a nice thing to take pictures of. And every other attraction at the park is interesting, but I think this one stands out above most. I went through the visitors center gift shop, and they have a t-shirt for most of their attractions. And yeah, the Narrows has one. The other big one, I guess, is Angel's Landing. That one is a strenuous hiking trail. And when I was walking past the trailhead, there's this warning sign on it. What's the saying that they use? Your safety is your own responsibility. There have been 6 people who have fallen to their deaths on this trail since 2004. And yeah, it's a 1,400-foot drop if you fall at the highest point. But from what I hear, the view is supposed to be killer, but I'm I'm not gonna go and try that kind of a hike. It's a bit out of my range. So anyway, I'm gonna be driving back to Las Vegas tomorrow for a couple of days, just casual downtime. Maybe edit some photos and well, I'll see what I can find to do in Vegas. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.